Good evening, everyone. I'm glad to see y'all. Our assigned topic for tonight is going to be constantly changing into Christ, specifically as a man of understanding. The verse that our topic comes from is Luke 2:47, which says, "And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers." So first things first, what is understanding? In the Greek, there are two definitions. The first definition is a running together or flowing together with, and the second definition is knowledge. But that doesn't really convey the message that we're trying to get at. But if we combine those two definitions, we get a flowing together with knowledge, and that better conveys the message. Now that we know what understanding is, how does one obtain it? The Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians 3:3, "By which, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ." So Paul tells us that we can understand the scriptures just by simply reading them. Do we have a biblical example of someone reading the scriptures but not having a full understanding of what they were reading? In Acts 8 verses 30 through 31, we read of the Ethiopian eunuch who knew where to worship and who was returning from Jerusalem after he had finished worshiping. But according to his conversation with Philip, he didn't understand God's word. And so Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said to him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. Do you suppose that the Ethiopian eunuch would have obeyed the gospel that day if Philip had not helped him understand the scriptures? So here we can see the danger of reading God's word, but not having an understanding of what we are reading. I remember in a sermon that Brother Mike preached where he stated that a wrong interpretation leads to a wrong application. I see a lot of leaves being placed on our reading trees here, which is great and all, but let's not just be rushing through the sacred scriptures, but let's make sure rather that we are getting a proper understanding of what we are reading. Now let's take a look at what the wisest man to ever live had to say about getting understanding. In Proverbs 4:7, Solomon says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all that getting, get understanding." The word principle in this verse simply means the first thing. So then we come to realize that in order to get an understanding, we first must acquire wisdom. But then, what is wisdom? Let us first note that there are two kinds of wisdom according to James 3, verses 13 through 17. One wisdom is earthly, sensual, and devilish. And this wisdom does not descend from above. The other wisdom is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. This is the wisdom that descends from above. And this is the wisdom that we are going to be focusing on. Now, how do we get that kind of wisdom, the wisdom that is from above? James says we ask God for it. And how do we do that? We do it just by simply praying to God. In James 1, verses 5 through 6, the Bible reads, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind." Solomon says in Proverbs 9, verse 10, concerning wisdom and understanding, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." So the more we read God's word, the better we can understand the Holy One. And we gain knowledge of the Holy One God by just simply studying His Word. As Yamos are acquainted with, 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now remember, our topic for tonight is becoming more like Christ as a man of understanding. So, how did Jesus become a man of understanding? In Luke 2:47, the Bible reads, "And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers." The scriptures tell us that when Jesus was a boy, he had an astonishing understanding. And how did he get such an astonishing understanding? Well, if we just go one verse up to Luke 2:46, the Bible reads, "Now so it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions." So the Bible tells us that Jesus gained his understanding through listening to God's word and asking questions. Let's make sure that we are not just reading God's word just to be reading it, but that we are actually listening and asking questions like our Lord Jesus, so that we too can become men and women of understanding like Jesus. The Bible also tells us that Jesus was a man who understood his mission while here on this earth. Because if we just go two verses down to Luke 2:49, "And he said to them," this is Jesus, "why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" In other words, Jesus fully understood what he came here to do. And because he understood his mission, he was able to accomplish it on the cross. John 19, verse 30, and Philippians 2, verse 8. And according to Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, and 2 Corinthians 5, verse 11, you and I have a mission to accomplish as well. And in order to accomplish our mission, we, like Christ, must understand what that mission is and do it. Since according to James 1, verse 22, the Bible reads, "And be ye doers of the word and not hearers only." So it's not good enough just to hear it, but we also must be living it daily. Now, if you have not obeyed the gospel, then you clearly do not understand your mission. So how does one obey the gospel? I'm so glad you asked. One must first hear the word, Romans 10:17, believe it, Acts 10, verse 43, repent of your sins, Acts 17, verse 30, confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, Romans 10, verses 9 through 10, be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins, Mark 16:16, and last of all, won't you be faithful unto death, Revelation 2:10? Or maybe you have obeyed the gospel, but you've been leaning on your own understanding and not God's understanding. We want you to know that it's not the end, and you can make things right tonight with God as we together stand and sing.